Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org. /possible.
Money Pit is presented by the Metal Roofing Alliance and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your home improvement questions, your do-it-yourself dilemmas. We are here to help. We've been at this for 20 years, and we love talking about your projects and helping you get them done right the first time. You can reach out to us a couple of ways. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions for the fastest possible response. Just go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You record your question. And it comes right to us. So let's get started. Coming up on today's show, if you're thinking about selling your home or you just want to give it a fresh new look, adding curb appeal is always a smart move. We're going to share some tips for easy weekend projects that will help you sell your home faster and get the best possible price.
And also ahead, roof-mounted solar systems are a very popular way to lower your energy costs, but those savings completely evaporate if a roof replacement is also needed. We're going to explain the problem and the solution just ahead.
And kitchen counters are the most heavily used work surfaces for every home. But did you know that with a few design changes, you can make those surfaces work harder for you instead of the other way around? We're going to share three ways to improve those countertops and make them easier to use.
All right, guys, what are you working on? We're on the last few weekends of summer. I can't even believe it. Perhaps some of you even have your kids already back to school, depending on where you are in the country. So if you've got some time while the kids are at school and you want to get started on something, or maybe you're looking for some quick projects to tackle with the kiddos before the summer ends, whatever it is, let us know. We are here to lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line and wants to rearrange the kitchen. How can we help you?
It's an old house. The house is 100 plus. And right underneath the kitchen floor, there is a portion of the floor that doesn't have a beam under it. But we would like to put an appliance there. We would like to place an appliance there. So we just need something that would just support it gently, just in case too much weight.
So, I mean, generally speaking, floor structures are designed to hold a refrigerator. They're not that heavy. If you wanted to beef up the structure of that area, your kitchen already has existing floor joists, so the girder will go perpendicular to those. It's not a true girder in the sense that it wouldn't be supported with its own foundation, but what sometimes many folks will do is they'll put a girder-like beam underneath those floor joists on some lolly columns, maybe supported by a very small foundation that might be a 1 foot by 1 foot square pour of concrete. So that you can kind of take the bounce out of the middle of those beams. Sometimes if you have long beams in a house or long floor joists in a house, you'll get kind of a bounce when you walk across the floor, and that can make it feel weak, even though maybe it's not, but it just has more flex in it than you're accustomed to. So putting in the additional beam perpendicular to the floor joists can eliminate that. It's not going to hold up more than that beam, so it doesn't need to be substantially supported. But I think still you could do a carpenter could do a good clean job and give you that additional support that's going to make you feel comfortable. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. Okay, now if there is a dirt floor, would it be wiser to put down a cement foundation?
So you would support it by columns, and in the bottom of the column would be supported by concrete, not necessarily a complete floor, but what generally you'll do is dig out maybe a 1-foot by 1-foot square hole, fill that up with concrete, and have the column sit right on top of that. Again, it's not the same kind of foundation that you would use to put a beam up that was holding up the entire house, but what you're really doing here is just sort of taking the bounce out of that floor and giving it a little bit of additional support. Laura, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Abram in Arizona is on the line looking to run a gas line for a dryer. How can we help you?
I have a home that has an electric outlet for the dryer, but I want to run a gas line to it because I have a gas dryer. I'm in Goodyear, Arizona, so it's not like I desperately need a dryer. I could just set it out and it would dry.
Exactly.
But I would like to run a gas line for the heat versus using electric.
Now, does the house already have gas hooked up to it?
Yes, the hot water heater and the kitchen both have gas.
Okay. So running a gas pipe, you know, is generally a job for a plumber because if you get it wrong, you could cause a serious issue. But essentially, what you're going to need to do is to tap into that existing gas line at the place that it makes the most sense to do that, depending on the layout of the line. You're going to need to obviously have a valve before that so you can do this work, or you can turn the gas off at the meter to do the work. And then you're going to have a valve at the end of it, and then you're going to have a flex gas line that goes from that valve into the dryer itself. So it's not a terribly complicated project to do, but if you've not worked with gas piping before, it's not the kind of job that I would generally recommend be your first do-it-yourself project because of the danger of it, getting it wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Now we're going to Mel in Arkansas, who's got a question about a shower. What can we do for you today?
Well, we need to change a tub into a shower, and it is for a handicapped person that uses a shower chair. And everything that we are finding so far is a fiberglass type stuff that is not rated for the person's weight that's going to have to be using it, and they use a shower chair. Any suggestions on how to stabilize it so that it's not going to break through when the shower chair goes in it?
You're looking at zero threshold showers that basically are flush with the floor?
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be the zero threshold, but it needs to be a shower, not a tub.
Right. Okay, so when you put in a fiberglass shower pan, you're right. Sometimes there's flex underneath of it, but there's an easy trick of the trade to deal with that, and that is that you can mix up a concrete mix or a cement mix or mortar mix, and basically you put it underneath the pan while it's wet, and then you press the pan down into it. And what that does is it takes out all the space between the pan itself and the floor. It provides a rock-solid base to that fiberglass shower stall. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, Mel, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, how to spruce up your outdoor spaces with curb appeal projects that will add value to your home. We got to love that. It makes it look better, and it adds some money on those investments. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can help you get everything in tip-top shape.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at FluidMaster.com. That's FluidMaster.com.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max Kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you guys enjoy this radio show, we think you might enjoy our podcast as well. And you can find it at moneypit.com/podcast.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Andrew in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on?
A few years ago, my wife and I decided we would downgrade to a cheaper home, and the home we purchased has a basement. So we gave up our garage when we sold our other home and we moved to this house. And so what I would like to do is add a garage or carport at least. The house sits on a slope, and the east wall is on the lower side of the slope, and it already has a walk-in door. And what I would like to do is remove all the soil, all the dirt from that east wall, and add concrete and either a garage or a carport in that area, but I'm not sure if I remove all that dirt from that wall, if it'll affect the stability of the wall, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So, in other words, where you would have to excavate, the wall in that area is a supportive wall that's basically holding up that side of the house. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, you can't dig it out without supporting the structure and the process. And there's a number of ways to do that, but I have to tell you straight off, Andrew, it's not a DIY project. You know, this is a big job, but there's a process called needle beaming where essentially it can run steel beams through the wall before that work is done and then support them externally so that that they run perpendicular through it and in a couple of different places, and it will hold those walls up
while you kind of do all the work that it would take to kind of restore that wall or beef it up. But that's the same thing that you would do if you were taking out a foundation. But if you're going to dig out that dirt, you're definitely going to disturb that wall, and you definitely may have some shifting of the house, and that would not be good. And also wouldn't be something that you're going to get insurance to pay for. You could make a heck of a mess out of it. So I think you need to get some professional help. And at least for this part of the project, you know, maybe there's some of the construction you can do yourself. But in terms of getting that foundation set for this addition or this carport, whatever it turns out to be, I would definitely get a pro involved. And I might even consider having an architect spec it out for me, because if you make some errors in this space, it could definitely affect the value of your home.
Okay. Okay. So I guess with removing all that from the wall, it could cause a buckling effect possibly.
Well, yeah, because the foundation is going to be resting on the soil below it. And we also don't know, because you said it was a sloped lot, we don't know how deep that foundation is compared to what it needs to be for this new addition. So it needs some, it may be that the foundation is not deep enough and you have to take it out completely and rebuild that piece of it. So there's just too many unknowns for you to dig into this, no pun intended, but I would definitely get some professional help.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'd appreciate the advice.
Yeah, no problem. If I thought you could do it yourself, I would, but this is definitely something where, you know, it could be very unsafe and it could definitely impact the value of your home as well as livability.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, if you're thinking about selling your home or you just want to give it a fresh new look, adding curb appeal is a smart move. Not only does it make your home more inviting, but it can also add significant value and make your home sell faster. Here's a few easy and affordable ways to boost your home's curb appeal, courtesy of the National Association of Realtors. First of all, those first impressions do matter, and the exterior of your home is that first thing people see. So one simple way to enhance the curb appeal is by sprucing up your front door. Could be as simple as fresh coat of paint and vibrant new color. That definitely makes the entrance pop. And while you're at it, updating that hardware too. A new doorknob, a cool knocker, something like that definitely changes the look completely and adds a touch of class.
Now, next, let's talk about landscaping. You know, you don't need a green thumb to make a big impact. So start with the simple things. Trim the overgrown bushes and trees, and then add some colorful flowers or plants to your garden beds, or just create a container garden with multiple pots placed on either side of your front entry. Now, a well-manicured lawn can also make a big difference, including the edging. So you want to create clean, defined edges along your walkways and flower beds. That's going to give your yard a very nice polished look. And while you're at it, get that power washer out or rent one. Go at it and power wash your driveways, your walkways, and your siding. It can remove years of dirt and grime and make everything look brand spanking new.
All right, now another easy update is to step up your lighting. Replace those old fixtures with modern stylish options. Solar-powered path lights can illuminate those walkways, adding both beauty and safety. And if you've got house numbers, you want to make sure that they're easy to see and they match your home style. And finally, a new welcome mat, some porch furniture, even a seasonal wreath can make your home feel more inviting and perhaps a little more expensive.
Yep, so whether you're planning to sell or you just want to spruce up your outdoor space, these curb appeal projects can be done over a few weekends and totally transform your home's exterior and boost its value.
Heading over to Florida, we've got Beverly on the line who's got a question about siding. What's going on? Are you installing it yourself?
It's just a shed, and it's 10 by 10, and I had some siding that I got, some vinyl siding. And I wanted to put it on the shed, and I figured the shed's only 8 feet high, so I'd be able to, you know, put it on myself.
Okay.
But I heard conflicting opinions about whether I should use screws or nails.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, you know, one hardware store guy goes, use screws, the other one says, use nails. And it's going on Oriental strand board, and then I put
okay.
Tar paper.
Yeah. So it's not a tough question. It's not even a close question. You're going to use nails. And not only are you going to use nails, you're going to use nails and you're not going to drive them home. You're not going to drive them to where they're solidly banging that siding into the Orient strand board. Vinyl siding has some peculiarities to its installation method. So, you know, of course, you start low, right? And the pieces interlock. Now, if you'll notice, vinyl siding doesn't have nail holes. It has nail slots. And that's for a really important reason. The vinyl has a really big expansion ratio. So if you put the vinyl siding on too tight,
where it can't slide, it's going to buckle and looks terrible. You can always see a bad siding job on the south side of the house when the sun hits it and it buckles. And that's because the siding was nailed on too solidly. So you're going to use like a flathead nail, like a roofing nail would be fine or something like that. And you want to just put it in the center of the slot, and you don't want to make it tight. You want to leave enough space. When you're done, you should be able to grab that piece of siding and slide back and forth in the slot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And if it slides back and forth, that's perfect. That's exactly what you want. It's not going to fall off. It's not going to blow away. But because you've put it on loosely that way, it'll be able to expand and contract and not buckle. Okay?
Well, I'm glad you told me, because the first I put the screw in, and I put it in tight.
Yeah, that's natural. That's what we are sort of destined to do, is to really always make stuff really strong and tight. But when it comes to siding and then vinyl siding, it's just not done that way, and that's why.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Heading to Massachusetts, where Joe's on the line with a question about paint that probably isn't supposed to be on concrete. What's going on?
Basically, I got about 3 coats of paint on my concrete, and I want to get it up.
Okay.
Because it's concrete is cracking and so forth.
And what do you want to do once you get the concrete up? When you say you want to get the concrete up, are you thinking about...
I want to get the paint off the concrete.
Well, you want to get the paint off of it. Okay.
Correct.
Are you ultimately going to repaint it, Joe, or what's your plan?
What I'd like to do is probably to use that Quikrete recap.
Okay. So you want to repair this concrete surface.
Correct.
And then I guess after that you want to repaint it or something?
Probably.
Okay. Well, I don't think that if it's just a crack itself, I don't think you have to take all the paint off just to fix the crack. Now, the recap product is done to resurface the entire concrete slab. And if you had a crack in your concrete and you resurfaced it, I unfortunately would think that it will probably crack again and it will be smaller, but because you have two distinct pieces of concrete moving at different speeds, so to speak, expanding and contracting, that crack
right.
will probably show through. So what I would suggest you do is to use one of the crack products specifically designed for repairing cracks. Yeah. Normally what you have to do is widen out that crack a little bit so it's
right.
about a quarter of an inch, and then you can apply one of the crack filling products that's made by Quikrete. And then
right.
once it all dries and is settled, then you could put another coat of paint over it. To try to get paint off of concrete is a very difficult job, and it's one you only want to do if the paint is completely failed and delaminated and getting like loose and flaky. If it's relatively
right.
solid, then you could scrub it, you can abrade it, you could acid wash it. There's a lot of ways to get it ready, and then you could
right.
put another coat on top of that, and maybe you might want to put on an epoxy paint this time, and
right.
that is a really durable surface that will stand up very, very well, and it's very attractive. So you have some options on that, but I don't think you need to remove all the paint, and they don't think that recap, as amazing a product as that is, it's meant for fixing deteriorated surfaces. So if you had sort of pockmarks in the concrete because maybe you had salt that wore away some of the surface. Sometimes we hear about that after a hard winter. People have like sort of pitted concrete surfaces or steps or little pieces that are chipped off. It's perfect for that because it binds like the devil. It doesn't, once you put that stuff on, it doesn't separate, which is great. But it's not necessarily a crack filler. That's a different type of movement, and
right.
that's why you want to use a crack filler product and then repaint the whole thing.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your ideas.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, adding a rooftop solar system can cut your energy costs significantly. If you're not careful, those same systems can double your roofing expense. We're going to explain when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Lou.com.
Making good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Got some big news, Leslie.
Yeah, what you got?
My book, Home Maintenance for Dummies, is out. It's available
Woo-hoo!
Right now on Amazon. At moneypit.com/dummies. Just go to moneypit.com/dummies. We will redirect you right there. And I am thrilled to find that it's the number one ranked book in the home repair category. How about that?
I love it. Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you so much. We really worked hard on it to make it useful. Kind of think of it as your owner's manual for your house. So it's a great book to help guide your projects. It's a great book for a gift for somebody that's just getting a house, maybe a housewarming gift. Whether you're in an apartment, whether you are in a house, whether you're in a condo or a co-op, there's tips and advice in there that I know you will find useful. So check it out at moneypit.com/dummies. Home Maintenance for Dummies, third edition.
Leah from California is on the line with a question about an AC Freon leak. What's going on, Leah?
My dad has a home, and he had paid a gentleman to replace his air conditioner / heating unit. So he has the one unit outside, and then there's the unit on the inside that has, like, the heating coil, I believe it is. Basically, the unit's been leaking Freon for the last 3 to 4 years, and the guy came and re-jacked it up 2 times, and it's the R22, so the bad time. We keep getting mixed information regarding how dangerous that Freon leak is and if it's something that you need to be concerned with as far as having his ducting cleaned out or if just getting the machine repaired itself will be sufficient.
So this sounds like a split ductless system where you have a compressor outside and you have like an air handler mounted on the wall inside. I can tell you, Leah, that both Leslie and I have split ductless systems in our home. We think the technology is really good. It's really solid. Unfortunately, in your case or in your dad's case, it sounds like this refrigerant leak, the Freon leak, has not been actually identified. So we know it exists because you lose Freon, but we don't know why it exists or where it exists. And so the focus really should be here on finding that spot and testing the whole system for that leak, because if we can identify where it's leaking, then you can fix it. The solution is not to just keep putting more in it. And, yes, it is an antiquated refrigerant, and it is changing now. I'm sure that continued exposure to it is not a good thing, although it's probably a fairly small amount. And in most cases, this stuff will evaporate out very slowly over time. So I don't think it's a huge exposure, but certainly any exposure is not good. And I think if you can focus on identifying the source of the leak and not just keep putting more in, then I think you got a chance of getting it fixed. Now, the fact that it's using Freon over a more modern refrigerant is not a problem. Most older systems do. And, yeah, we are changing over to better refrigerants now, but it's not a reason in and of itself to replace the entire system. If you can't identify the source of the leak, then you got to make a decision as to whether or not you do want to replace it, because I don't see any other sort of half measure that you could take. I hope that makes sense. Thanks so much for giving us a call at the Money Pit. Well, adding a solar system to your home has become very popular over the last few years. But one of the biggest considerations for homeowners before they do that is the age and condition of their existing roof. It's not smart to install solar panels on an old asphalt shingle roof because the panels would need to be removed when the roof is replaced. And that's why re-roofing often coincides with solar system installation and makes the choice of roofing materials really more important than ever.
Now, metal roofs, they're highly rated for solar system compatibility for lots of reasons. I mean, first of all, solar panels typically last about 25 years, while a quality metal roof can last 50 years or more. So that means a metal roof is going to easily outlast even the best solar panels available. On the other hand, typical asphalt roofs may need to be replaced every 12 to 15 years. And when that happens, the entire solar system has got to be removed, reinstalled, and that can make it very expensive, frustrating, and also a time-consuming project.
Now, in addition, metal roofs are a better choice because they're much lighter than other roofing materials. You know, solar panels are really heavy, and they often require additional structural reinforcement to support that weight. Metal roofing can support an entire solar panel system without needing the reinforcement of the roof deck, and specially designed clamps and brackets can attach to the panels without drilling holes through the roofing materials. Now, that's much better than what has to happen with asphalt shingles because they often require penetrations and drilling, and that increases the likelihood of leaks and damage and can lead to premature roof failure.
Yeah, so if you're considering adding a residential solar system, you want to learn more about why it makes sense to choose metal. So tap into the Metal Roofing Alliance's free residential metal roofing buyer's guide by visiting www.metalroofing.com and download your copy today. We've got Ted from Mississippi on the line who's dealing with some bathroom odors. What's going on?
We bought this house about 2 years ago, and we've noticed that when you in the bathroom, or the master bathroom, you close the door. We normally close that door when we sleep at night. And you get up in the morning, you go in there and it's just kind of a sewage odor. It's not overbearing, but it's definitely there.
There's two causes of this. Number one is when you don't have traps, because the traps, basically the holding of water in that U-shaped P-trap or P-shaped trap, stops the sewage gas from backing up into that bathroom space. So presuming that you have traps that are properly installed, that wouldn't be it. The other reason this often becomes a problem is because of something called biogas, which is basically essentially the bacteria that grows inside those drains. And the way to deal with that is by using an oxygenated bleach to not only clean the drains, but also to clean the overflow of the sink bowl. So, you know, when you close the sink drain, you fill the sink up, you have like an overflow towards the top. Sometimes that channel also gets filled with bacteria. So I would encourage you to try an oxygenated bleach in those situations and let it sit in there, and hopefully it will attack any of the bacteria that's lining those pipes, and see if we can get this smell to go away, because those are really the two causes of this. It's poor venting or simply a problem with biogas.
Right. Okay.
So give that a shot.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 right here to 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, you can't make a good meal without your kitchen counters, but if yours are too cluttered or dimly lit, you might be losing out on a great prep space that can work for everyone. We'll tell you how to make your kitchen counters neater, brighter, and more useful next.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including Pink Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Well, it may surprise you to know that a quality metal roof typically offers the best long-term value for your money. Quality metal roofing offers durability and strength, superior performance, and can last up to 50 years. They're also super easy to maintain. For beauty, long-lasting protection, and peace of mind, a new quality metal roof is your best investment. Learn more about quality metal roofing and download your free roofing buyer's guide today by visiting Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy, whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look. DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You got a big project or even a small project? Whatever it is that you have in mind or currently are in the trenches of at your Money Pit, let us know so we can lend you a hand. I mean, are you guys ready to just dive in and give your home the absolute best, amazing, make it reach its potential, all kinds of makeover work at your Money Pit? Well, if you are, dive right on into the Money Pit podcast. We're going to give you expert tips that will turn your house into a home and help you tackle all of those home projects with confidence. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading to Texas, we've got Lois on the line who's dealing with some previous owner's gift, you know, a smoke-filled home. How can we help you?
We just purchased a house, and the previous owners that we that had it before us, of course, they evidently smoked. And my husband says it's nicotine.
Yeah, it's a rather disgusting habit, and it leaves behind some really disgusting, hard to get rid of stains and odors.
Yes.
So first of all, you need to make sure that that nicotine is going to soak into carpets, by the way, and padding and curtains and all that sort of thing. See? All right. So what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to use a oil-based primer on those walls and even on the subfloors. You've got, like, plywood subfloors that may have been under carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I would use an oil-based primer, seal all that in. This is kind of like when you have smoke damage to a house and they use those, you know, very durable sealers to kind of seal in all the odors.
Yes.
You're going to have to do that because you're not going to be able to clean this out of it because all those building surfaces are very absorbent.
Yes.
So you need to prime the walls and prime the floors before you put the finished paint on. Now, you can use latex as a top coat, but to start, you've got to prime everything if you want to have a chance of eliminating as much of that odor as possible.
Okay. And you said an oil-based paint.
I would prefer you use an oil base because it works a lot better. It's
okay.
Just a much better sealer.
The ceiling is textured. What about that?
Do the same thing with the ceiling, especially the ceiling, because it's rather impossible to clean. Now, because it's textured, you're going to use a very thick roller. And they have rollers also that are designed for textured ceilings that have slits in them. They're like sliced so that the roller can actually get around all of the popcorn and other types of texture surfaces that you have. But you definitely have to prime this. You know, this is really a big project, and you might want to hire a pro to do this because it's a lot of work. Well, your kitchen counters are among the hardest working surfaces in your home, but with a few changes, you can make those surfaces work harder for you instead of the other way around. We've got three ways to suggest how you can improve those countertops and make them do more work for you.
Yeah, first of all, think about lowering the counter height. Now, standard countertop height is about 36 inches from the floor, so if you're designing a new kitchen, you can consider adding one at a lower level around 28 to 32 inches high. And here's two reasons. First, if you're standing, it's actually a better height for kneading or chopping vegetables, but if you also leave some space underneath for a stool, you can also sit down for tasks, which is easier as you age or when a parent is visiting or, you know, somebody just wants to pitch in but do the work while sitting. It also makes it easier for those kiddos to get in on the action. So if you're ready for a new countertop, also consider this. Get a pull-out cutting board or a mobile kitchen cart because these are really, really popular now. They're super easy to use, and they do look great in your kitchen space.
You know, I'm renovating a kitchen on a rental property, and it had a pull-out chopping board in the old cabinets, and we decided to save it. And we had to actually do some work to refinish the surface, and we laminated a cutting surface on it, and it looks fantastic, so I'm so glad that we preserved it. It's really, really a handy thing to have. Next, get rid of the clutter. You don't have to spend much, but you have to be ruthless. So stop storing seldom used appliances on your countertops and find a new home for everything. I mean, we're talking about the mixers, the toasters, the coffee pots. Find a place to put those when they're not being used. Don't leave them as a permanent member of your countertop because it makes it hard to do anything around it. And finally, nothing makes a counter easier to use than good lighting. So for ceiling fixtures, replace incandescent and compact fluorescent bulbs with LEDs. And check out the integrated LED fixtures. You can install lights right under all your cabinets, and your eyes will feel better, and your workspace will be a heck of a lot safer as well.
Russ in Wisconsin's on the line, has a question about what kind of floor goes over heated concrete.
What's going on? Tell us about your project.
Is new construction with a heated concrete slab. What flooring can I put on that? And thinking about just painting it for the short term.
Russ, there are definitely floors that are designed for heated concrete surfaces, whether that's sub-slab hydronic or whether it's an electric layer of heating that's on top of that. There are floor products that are designed for that. So you have to kind of check on a product-by-product basis to determine which one is going to be appropriate because some have more tolerance for heat than others. One that I know will work well is Duravana, which is a stone hybrid product sold by LL Flooring. That can take, you know, any amount of floor heat. It's an easy installation. It lays down on top of the concrete. The boards are locked together, and you're pretty much totally good to go. But beyond that, you know, whether it's engineered hardwood or whether it's a vinyl product, you've got to check that the manufacturer's specifications to determine whether or not it is rated for being radiant heat compliant. That's what you're looking for, radiant heat compliant, and that will be the answer to your question.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, if you love the look of hardwood flooring, you might not realize that this same product can be used to create a beautiful accent wall. We're going to have tips to tackle that project next on the Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
Have you heard of annuities? Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying one in the next 60 days? Do you know how to best secure your financial future with an annuity? Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons. We have for you a free book on maximizing your income in retirement. It's from Silac Insurance, one of the nation's leading financial firms. That's right, it's free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Get ready to write a number down. This free book unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We have 1,000 of these ready to give away today. So please call Silac Insurance right now. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. That's 800-250-8624.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home. All done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On air and online at moneypit.com. Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Mason wrote in and says, our pressure-treated pine fence was stained 12 years ago when we put it up.
I recently power washed it, and I like that new natural look. Can I leave it like this, or does it make sense to put a stain on again?
Well, Mason, the reason it lasted 12 years is because you stained it when you first put it up. So it always looks great after a power washing, and it looks like it came out of the lumberyard. It looks brand new, but that's just not going to last because the UV from the sun, the ultraviolet rays, coupled with the moisture from the rain and any type of algae growth or moss or mildew that gets stuck on there, it's just going to really discolor it. So, no, I would say that now that you have a clean base, you're perfectly suited to go ahead and stain it. I would use a solid color stain. I don't know what you used last time, but I would use a solid color stain, probably two coats. And if you do that, you might get another 12 years out of it. My fences last a long, long time. They last over 20 years because I always stain them, and it really does add protection.
Julie from New Jersey reached out with a kitchen question on countertops. I'm ready to install my granite countertop. Should I do the 4-inch backsplash of granite, or should the granite go flush to the wall and then use a tile backsplash? Some say a granite backsplash is outdated. I don't like the short backsplashes. I feel like if you're going to make a mess with water and splashing and oil and whatnot, you want to cover that wall surface. And anything that's sort of little doesn't really do a good job. Plus, you have so many more design choices by bringing in a tile to go with that beautiful new granite.
Yeah, I totally agree. If you're going to go through all the work of a new countertop, and especially a granite one, definitely go all the way up. But keep in mind, though, even though a lot of folks choose granite because it's a stone, doesn't burn, doesn't scar, it does stain. It's a very absorbent product, so you're going to have to be committed to maintaining that by resealing it every so often. Otherwise, it can definitely get stained, and not look so great. Well, if you love the look of hardwood on your floors, you might not realize that this same material can be used to create a beautiful accent wall. Leslie shares tips for this project in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, with as little as 100 square feet of extra flooring, you can step up the style in any room of your home by using that flooring to create accent walls. It's a trendy new look, it's a great weekend project, and it does deliver big impact for a relatively small expense. Now, you can choose from many flooring materials for this project as well. Hardwood, bamboo, woodlook tile, luxury vinyl, or even a laminate. And you can also do this project using decorative wall panels, which are hardwood strips mounted on wood backing. They're versatile, they're easy to install, and there's lots of options available in those looks as well. And the installation is super straightforward and pretty much the same as you would if you were installing the product to the floor. Just depends on the type of flooring planks that you're securing, whether you're going to use nails, glue, wood flooring tape. I mean, there's lots of ways you can accomplish this project, but obviously the adhesive method has to work with the flooring that you're using. And you also want to make sure that you let that flooring acclimate in your home for a few days before you start this project. I mean, this is the same if you're putting it on the floor, if you're putting it on the wall. It kind of needs to expand or do whatever it's going to do based on the moisture content in your house and the climate as well. So you do have to let that happen. And then go ahead and put it up on the wall, and I promise you a beautifully transformed space. And experiment with the way that you put it up as well. There's lots of different ways to lay it out, so you can really create something unique.
Great ideas. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If building a new deck is a project on your fall to-do list, we're going to talk through the ups and downs of building deck steps. They're often built incorrectly, so we're going to share ideas on how to make sure they're solid and they're safe on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. NASA will bring two stranded Boeing Starliner astronauts home on SpaceX, but not until next February.
The decision to keep Butch and Sonny aboard the International Space Station and bring the Boeing Starliner home uncrewed is a result of a commitment to safety.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been stuck since the beginning of June, thruster failures and helium leaks in the new capsule marring their trip. NASA's Jim Free.
This has not been an easy decision, but it is absolutely the right one.
NASA says its astronauts knew the risks and that SpaceX Dragon is being refitted to bring them home again in February. While Boeing Starliner attempts a September return to the New Mexico desert unmanned. I'm Julie Walker.
With less than 80 days to the November general election, Democrats and Republicans are gearing up for more intense campaigning as they seek to dominate not only the White House, but also both chambers of Congress. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
All races are expected to be tight, and that's why House Speaker Mike Johnson wasted no time in heading to Las Cruces, New Mexico, to endorse former Congresswoman Yvette Harrell, a Republican from the state's 2nd Congressional District. Harrell, a Cherokee woman and the first Republican Native woman elected to Congress, is challenging Democratic Representative Gabe Vasquez, to whom she lost 2 years ago after the Democratic-controlled state legislature withdrew her district all the way back to Albuquerque. Some of the most favorable polls for Republicans had the GOP 2 seats short of the 218 districts needed to control the House, according to Border Report. Nevertheless, this hasn't stopped some GOP members, including Harrell, from remaining optimistic ahead of November. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, multiple airstrikes have killed at least 36 Palestinians in southern Gaza, while officials, including a Hamas delegation, gather for high-level ceasefire talks in neighboring Egypt. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Correspondent Rika N. Garcia reports on a Moscow and Kiev prisoner of war exchange.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged over 100 prisoners of war as Kiev marked its third Independence Day since Moscow's full-scale invasion. The Ukrainian national anthem was sung by the soldiers who were part of the exchange. Ukraine said that around 115 servicemen were released, many of whom were recruits. Officials from the two sides only meet when they swap their dead and prisoners of war, after lengthy preparation and diplomacy. Neither Ukraine nor Russia discloses how many prisoners of war there are in total. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Tom Brown Jr., who has considered the country's foremost authority on wilderness survival and who taught thousands how to track deer, fletch arrows, forage for food, and generally thrive in the great outdoors, died August 16th in Neptune, New Jersey. He was 74. His son Cody said his father had been in failing health. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The federal government's hoping to do something about skyrocketing apartment rents.
Justice Department has filed an antitrust suit against real estate software company RealPage, accusing it of an illegal scheme that allows landlords to coordinate to hike rental prices. Now, the suit says the company is violating antitrust laws through its algorithm that landlords use to get recommended rental prices for apartments. Justice Department says the algorithm allows landlords to align their prices and avoid competition that would keep rents down. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. stocks rallied closer to their records after the head of the Federal Reserve finally said out loud what Wall Street's been expecting for a while. Cuts to interest rates are coming soon to help the economy. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial climbing 1.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite jumping 1.5%. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Faces to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex. How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours. At any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
May 15, 9 a.m. Two women quietly waiting at the doctor's office. Woman 1 says, "Cold day, huh?" Woman 2, "What's that?" Woman 1, "Kinda cold today." Woman 2, "Yeah, wasn't expecting that." Woman 1, "What is it, 47 degrees? Woman 2, "No, more like 45. Woman 1, yeah, makes sense. At least it's not raining. Woman 2, "That would be sad." Woman 1, "So sad." Woman 2, "The weather." Woman 1, "Crazy." Please, don't waste your small talk. Donate it to foster care. Because just talking about the 400,000 kids in foster care can help the 400,000 kids in foster care. Learn more at donateyoursmalltalk.org. Brought to you by Foster More.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Remember that sound? That's, of course, George Jetson's flying car from the popular cartoon The Jetsons from the 60s. But now, flying cars are a reality, as the Jetson Company has come out with the Jetson 1. Rickard Stieber from Jetson has more.
If you visualize the Formula 1 car that I think most people have seen, and instead of the tires, you essentially have propellers. So it is a drone, like a toy drone, but it's a large toy drone that you can sit in and fly. So you can actually fly this vehicle, the Jetson 1, without the pilot license. We will train you, of course. So now through drone technology, you know, electric battery technology, and of course software that makes you fly very easily. You don't actually have to be a very good pilot. The computer kind of helps you take off and land and go where you want to go in an easy way.
And you don't need a runway. More at Jetson.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Money Pit is presented by the Metal Roofing Alliance and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your home improvement questions, your do-it-yourself dilemmas. We are here to help. We've been at this for 20 years, and we love talking about your projects and helping you get them done right the first time. You can reach out to us a couple of ways. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions for the fastest possible response. Just go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You record your question. And it comes right to us. So let's get started. Coming up on today's show, if you're thinking about selling your home or you just want to give it a fresh new look, adding curb appeal is always a smart move. We're going to share some tips for easy weekend projects that will help you sell your home faster and get the best possible price.
And also ahead, roof-mounted solar systems are a very popular way to lower your energy costs, but those savings completely evaporate if a roof replacement is also needed. We're going to explain the problem and the solution just ahead.
And kitchen counters are the most heavily used work surfaces for every home. But did you know that with a few design changes, you can make those surfaces work harder for you instead of the other way around? We're going to share three ways to improve those countertops and make them easier to use.
All right, guys, what are you working on? We're on the last few weekends of summer. I can't even believe it. Perhaps some of you even have your kids already back to school, depending on where you are in the country. So if you've got some time while the kids are at school and you want to get started on something, or maybe you're looking for some quick projects to tackle with the kiddos before the summer ends, whatever it is, let us know. We are here to lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line and wants to rearrange the kitchen. How can we help you?
It's an old house. The house is 100 plus. And right underneath the kitchen floor, there is a portion of the floor that doesn't have a beam under it. But we would like to put an appliance there. We would like to place an appliance there. So we just need something that would just support it gently, just in case too much weight.
So, I mean, generally speaking, floor structures are designed to hold a refrigerator. They're not that heavy. If you wanted to beef up the structure of that area, your kitchen already has existing floor joists, so the girder will go perpendicular to those. It's not a true girder in the sense that it wouldn't be supported with its own foundation, but what sometimes many folks will do is they'll put a girder-like beam underneath those floor joists on some lolly columns, maybe supported by a very small foundation that might be a 1 foot by 1 foot square pour of concrete. So that you can kind of take the bounce out of the middle of those beams. Sometimes if you have long beams in a house or long floor joists in a house, you'll get kind of a bounce when you walk across the floor, and that can make it feel weak, even though maybe it's not, but it just has more flex in it than you're accustomed to. So putting in the additional beam perpendicular to the floor joists can eliminate that. It's not going to hold up more than that beam, so it doesn't need to be substantially supported. But I think still that you could do a carpenter could do a good clean job and give you that additional support that's going to make you feel comfortable. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. Okay. Now, if there is a dirt floor, would it be wise to put down a cement foundation?
So you would support it by columns, and the bottom of the column would be supported by concrete, not necessarily a complete floor, but what generally you'll do is dig out maybe a 1 foot by 1 foot square hole, fill that up with concrete, and have the column sit right on top of that. Again, it's not the same kind of foundation that you would use to put a beam up that was holding up the entire house, but what you're really doing here is just sort of taking the bounce out of that floor and giving it a little bit of additional support. Laura, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Abram in Arizona is on the line looking to run a gas line for a dryer. How can we help you?
I have a home that has an electric outlet for the dryer, but I want to run a gas line to it because I have a gas dryer. I'm in Goodyear, Arizona, so it's not like I desperately need a dryer. I could just set it out and it would dry.
Exactly.
But I would like to run a gas line for the heat versus using electric.
Now, does the house already have gas hooked up to it?
Yes, the hot water heater and the kitchen both have gas.
Okay. So running a gas pipe, you know, is generally a job for a plumber because if you get it wrong, you could cause a serious issue. But essentially, what you're going to need to do is to tap into that existing gas line at the place that it makes the most sense to do that, depending on the layout of the line. You're going to need to obviously have a valve before that so you can do this work, or you can turn the gas off at the meter to do the work. And then you're going to have a valve at the end of it, and then you're going to have a flex gas line that goes from that valve into the dryer itself. So it's not a terribly complicated project to do, but if you've not worked with gas piping before, it's not the kind of job that I would generally recommend be your first do-it-yourself project because of the danger of it, getting it wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Now we're going to Mel in Arkansas, who's got a question about a shower. What can we do for you today?
Well, we need to change a tub into a shower, and it is for a handicapped person that uses a shower chair. And everything that we are finding so far is a fiberglass type stuff that is not rated for the person's weight that's going to have to be using it, and they use a shower chair. Any suggestions on how to stabilize it so that it's not going to break through when the shower chair goes in it?
You're looking at zero threshold showers that basically are flush with the floor?
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be the zero threshold, but it needs to be a shower, not a tub.
Right. Okay. So when you put in a fiberglass shower pan, you're right. Sometimes there's flex underneath of it, but there's an easy trick of the trade to deal with that. And that is that you can mix up a concrete mix or a cement mix or mortar mix, and basically you put it underneath the pan while it's wet, and then you press the pan down into it. And what that does is it takes out all of the space between the pan itself and the floor. It provides a rock-solid base to that fiberglass shower stall. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, Mill, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, how to spruce up your outdoor spaces with curb appeal projects that will add value to your home. We got to love that. It makes it look better and it adds some money on those investments. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can help you get everything in tip-top shape.
You live in a money pit.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at FluidMaster.com. That's FluidMaster.com.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you guys enjoy this radio show, we think you might enjoy our podcast as well. And you can find it at moneypit.com/podcast.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Andrew in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on?
A few years ago, my wife and I decided we would downgrade to a cheaper home, and the home we purchased has a basement. So we gave up our garage when we sold our other home and we moved to this house. And so what I would like to do is add a garage or carport at least. The house sits on a slope, and the east wall is on the lower side of the slope, and it already has a walk-in door. And what I would like to do is remove all the soil, all the dirt from that east wall, and add concrete and either a garage or a carport in that area. But I'm not sure if I remove all that dirt from that wall, if it'll affect the stability of the wall, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So, in other words, where you would have to excavate, the wall in that area is a supportive wall that's basically holding up that side of the house. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, you can't dig it out without supporting the structure in the process. And there's a number of ways to do that, but I have to tell you straight off, Andrew, it's not a DIY project. You know, this is a big job. But there's a process called needle beaming where essentially it can run steel beams through the wall before that work is done and then support them externally so that that they run perpendicular through it and in a couple of different places, and it will hold those walls up while you kind of do all the work that it would take to kind of restore that wall or beef it up. But that's the same thing that you would do if you were taking out a foundation. But if you're going to dig out that dirt, you're definitely going to disturb that wall, and you definitely may have some shifting of the house, and that would not be good. And also wouldn't be something that you're going to get insurance to pay for. You could make a heck of a mess out of it. So I think you need to get some professional help. And at least for this part of the project, you know, maybe there's some of the construction you can do yourself. But in terms of getting that foundation set for this addition or this carport, whatever it turns out to be, I would definitely get a pro involved. And I might even consider having an architect spec it out for me, because if you make some errors in this space, it could definitely affect the value of your home.
Okay. So I guess with removing all that from the wall, it could cause a buckling effect possibly.
Well, yeah, because the foundation is going to be resting on the soil below it. And we also don't know, because you said it was a sloped lot, we don't know how deep that foundation is compared to what it needs to be for this new addition. So it needs some, it may be that the foundation is not deep enough and you have to take it out completely and rebuild that piece of it. So there's just too many unknowns for you to dig into this, no pun intended, but I would definitely get some professional help.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'd appreciate the advice.
Yeah, no problem. If I thought you could do it yourself, I would, but this is definitely something where, you know, it could be very unsafe and it could definitely impact the value of your home as well as livability.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, if you're thinking about selling your home or you just want to give it a fresh new look, adding curb appeal is a smart move. Not only does it make your home more inviting, but it can also add significant value and make your home sell faster. Here's a few easy and affordable ways to boost your home's curb appeal, courtesy of the National Association of Realtors. First of all, those first impressions do matter, and the exterior of your home is that first thing people see. So one simple way to enhance the curb appeal is by sprucing up your front door. Could be as simple as fresh coat of paint and a vibrant new color. That definitely makes the entrance pop. And while you're at it, updating that hardware too. A new doorknob, a cool knocker, something like that definitely changes the look completely and adds a touch of class.
Now, next, let's talk about landscaping. You know, you don't need a green thumb to make a big impact. So start with the simple things. Trim the overgrown bushes and trees, and then add some colorful flowers or plants to your garden beds, or just create a container garden with multiple pots placed on either side of your front entry. Now, a well-manicured lawn can also make a big difference, including the edging. So you want to create clean, defined edges along your walkways and flower beds. That's going to give your yard a very nice polished look. And while you're at it, get that power washer out or rent one. Go at it and power wash your driveways, your walkways, and your siding. It can remove years of dirt and grime and make everything look brand spanking new.
All right, now another easy update is to step up your lighting. Replace those old fixtures with modern stylish options. Solar-powered path lights can illuminate those walkways, adding both beauty and safety. And if you've got house numbers, you want to make sure that they're easy to see and they match your home style. And finally, a new welcome mat, some porch furniture, even a seasonal wreath can make your home feel more inviting and perhaps a little more expensive.
Yep, so whether you're planning to sell or you just want to spruce up your outdoor space, these curb appeal projects can be done over a few weekends and totally transform your home's exterior and boost its value.
Heading over to Florida, we've got Beverly on the line who's got a question about siding. What's going on? Are you installing it yourself?
It's just a shed, and it's 10 by 10, and I've had some siding that I got, some vinyl siding, and I wanted to put it on the shed, and I figured the shed's only 8 feet high, so I'd be able to, you know, put it on myself.
Okay.
But I heard conflicting opinions about whether I should use screws or nails.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, one.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings, in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Deteriorated surfaces. So if you had sort of pockmarks in the concrete because, you know, maybe you had salt that wore away some of the surface. Sometimes we hear about that after a hard winter. People have like sort of pitted concrete surfaces or steps or little pieces that are chipped off. It's perfect for that because it binds like the devil. It doesn't, once you put that stuff on, it doesn't separate, which is great. But it's not necessarily a crack filler. That's a different type of movement, and
right.
That's why you want to use a crack filler product and then repaint the whole thing.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your ideas.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, adding a rooftop solar system can cut your energy costs significantly. If you're not careful, those same systems can double your roofing expense. We're going to explain when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
You have more wealth than your neighbor, and they don't have a clue. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Don't get into this vicious cycle of trying to compete with people on social media or people you live near with material items. If you're putting money away, you can take advantage of those opportunities throughout your life. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I love learning from CEOs, just like how they start their businesses, hardships that they have to go through, and like the risks that they have to take to be successful, especially since like I'm trying to figure out what I want to do in my life, and like business is really interesting. So learning from someone else is really, I think, beneficial for me.
Catherine, how many brothers and sisters do you have, and where are you in the pecking order?
I'm the oldest of five.
What makes you special or different?
I think just like the leader I am to my family.
Did your mom and dad ask you to do that, or did you just sort of like take that on?
No, I just took it on.
What do you think of that personality trait, the fact that Catherine's taking the lead with her brothers and sisters?
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-511-3535. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535 or BigLou.com.
Making good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Got some big news, Leslie.
Yeah, what you got?
My book, Home Maintenance for Dummies, is out. It's available
Woo-hoo!
Right now on Amazon at moneypit.com/dummies. Just go to moneypit.com/dummies. We will redirect you right there. And I am thrilled to find that it's the number one ranked book in the home repair category. How about that?
I love it. Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you so much. We really worked hard on it to make it useful. Kind of think of it as your owner's manual for your house. So it's a great book to help guide your projects. It's a great book for a gift for somebody that's just getting a house, maybe a housewarming gift. Whether you're in an apartment, whether you are in a house, whether you're in a condo or a co-op, there's tips and advice in there that I know you will find useful. So check it out at moneypit.com/dummies. Home Maintenance for Dummies, third edition.
Leah from California is on the line with a question about an AC Freon leak. What's going on, Leah?
My dad has a home, and he had paid a gentleman to replace his air conditioner / heating unit. So he has the one unit outside, and then there's the unit on the inside that has, like, the heating coil, I believe it is. Basically, the unit's been leaking Freon for the last 3 to 4 years, and the guy came and rejacked it up 2 times, and it's the R22, so the bad kind. We keep getting mixed information regarding how dangerous that Freon leak is and if it's something that he needs to be concerned with as far as having his ducting cleaned out or if just getting the machine repaired itself will be sufficient.
So this sounds like a split ductless system where you have a compressor outside and you have like an air handler mounted on the wall inside. I can tell you, Leah, that both Leslie and I have split ductless systems in our home. We think the technology is really good. It's really solid. Unfortunately, in your case or in your dad's case, it sounds like this refrigerant leak, the Freon leak, has not been actually identified. So we know it exists because you lose Freon, but we don't know why it exists or where it exists. And so the focus really should be here on finding that spot and testing the whole system for that leak, because if we can identify where it's leaking, then you can fix it. The solution is not to just keep putting more in it. And, yes, it is an antiquated refrigerant, and it is changing now. I'm sure that continued exposure to it is not a good thing, although it's probably a fairly small amount. And in most cases, this stuff will evaporate out very slowly over time. So I don't think it's a huge exposure, but certainly any exposure is not good. And I think if you can focus on identifying the source of the leak and not just keep putting more in, then I think you got a chance of getting it fixed. You know, the fact that it's using Freon over a more modern refrigerant is not a problem. Most older systems do. And, yeah, we are changing over to better refrigerants now, but it's not a reason in and of itself to replace the entire system. If you can't identify the source of the leak, then you got to make a decision as to whether or not you do want to replace it, because I don't see any other sort of half measure that you could take. I hope that makes sense. Thanks so much for giving us a call at the Money Pit. Well, adding a solar system to your home has become very popular over the last few years. But one of the biggest considerations for homeowners before they do that is the age and condition of their existing roof. It's not smart to install solar panels on an old asphalt shingle roof because the panels would need to be removed when the roof is replaced. And that's why re-roofing often coincides with solar system installation and makes the choice of roofing materials really more important than ever.
Now, metal roofs, they're highly rated for solar system compatibility for lots of reasons. I mean, first of all, solar panels typically last about 25 years, while a quality metal roof can last 50 years or more. So that means a metal roof is going to easily outlast even the best solar panels available. On the other hand, typical asphalt roofs may need to be replaced every 12 to 15 years. And when that happens, the entire solar system has got to be removed, reinstalled, and that can make it very expensive, frustrating, and also a time-consuming project.
Now, in addition, metal roofs are a better choice because they're much lighter than other roofing materials. You know, solar panels are really heavy, and they often require additional structural reinforcement to support that weight. Metal roofing can support an entire solar panel system without needing the reinforcement of the roof deck, and specially designed clamps and brackets can attach to the panels without drilling holes through the roofing materials. Now, that's much better than what has to happen with asphalt shingles because they often require penetrations and drilling, and that increases the likelihood of leaks and damage and can lead to premature roof failure.
Yeah, so if you're considering adding a residential solar system, you want to learn more about why it makes sense to choose metal. So tap into the Metal Roofing Alliance's free residential metal roofing buyer's guide by visiting www.metalroofing.com and download your copy today. We've got Ted from Mississippi on the line who's dealing with some bathroom odors. What's going on?
We bought this house about 2 years ago, and we've noticed that when you in the bathroom or the master bathroom, you close the door. We normally close that door when we sleep at night, and you get up in the morning, you go in there and it's just kind of a sewage odor. It's not overbearing, but it's definitely there.
There's two causes of this. Number one is when you don't have traps, because the traps basically the holding of water in that U-shaped P-trap or P-shaped trap stops the sewage gas from backing up into that bathroom space. So presuming that you have traps that are properly installed, that wouldn't be it. The other reason this often becomes a problem is because of something called biogas, which is basically essentially the bacteria that grows inside those drains. And the way to deal with that is by using an oxygenated bleach to not only clean the drains but also to clean the overflow of the sink bowl. So, you know, when you close the sink drain, you fill the sink up, you have like an overflow towards the top. Sometimes that channel also gets filled with bacteria. So I would encourage you to try an oxygenated bleach in those situations and let it sit in there, and hopefully it will attack any of the bacteria that's lining those pipes and see if we can get this smell to go away. Because those are really the two causes of this. It's poor venting or simply a problem with biogas.
Right. Okay.
So give that a shot.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 right here to 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, you can't make a good meal without your kitchen counters, but if yours are too cluttered or dimly lit, you might be losing out on a great prep space that can work for everyone. We'll tell you how to make your kitchen counters neater, brighter, and more useful next.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Well, it may surprise you to know that a quality metal roof typically offers the best long-term value for your money. Quality metal roofing offers durability and strength, superior performance, and can last up to 50 years. They're also super easy to maintain. For beauty, long-lasting protection, and peace of mind, a new quality metal roof is your best investment. Learn more about quality metal roofing and download your free roofing buyer's guide today by visiting Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy, whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look. DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You got a big project or even a small project? Whatever it is that you have in mind or currently are in the trenches of at your Money Pit, let us know so we can lend you a hand. I mean, are you guys ready to just dive in and give your home the absolute best, amazing, make it reach its potential, all kinds of makeover work at your Money Pit? Well, if you are, dive right on into the Money Pit podcast. We're going to give you expert tips that will turn your house into a home and help you tackle all of those home projects with confidence. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading to Texas, we've got Lois on the line who's dealing with some previous owner's gift, you know, a smoke-filled home. How can we help you?
We just purchased a house, and the previous owners that we that had it before us, of course, they evidently smoked. And my husband says it's nicotine.
Yeah, it's a rather disgusting habit, and it leaves behind some really disgusting, hard-to-get-rid-of stains and odors.
Yes.
So first of all, you need to make sure that that nicotine is going to soak into carpets, by the way, and padding and curtains and all
that
sort of thing. See, all right. So what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to use a oil-based primer on those walls and even on the subfloor. If you've got like plywood subfloors that may have been under carpet, I would use an oil-based primer, seal all that in. This is kind of like when you have smoke damage to a house and they use those, you know, very durable sealers to kind of seal in all the odors.
Yes.
You're going to have to do that because you're not going to be able to clean this out of it because all those building surfaces are very absorbent.
Yes.
So you need to prime the walls and prime the floors before you put the finished paint on. Now, you can use latex on as a top coat, but to start, you've got to prime everything if you want to have a chance of eliminating as much of that odor as possible.
Okay. And you said an oil-based paint.
I would prefer to use an oil base because it works a lot better. It's
okay.
Just a much better sealer.
The ceiling is textured. What about that?
Do the same thing with the ceiling, especially the ceiling, as it's rather impossible to clean. Now, because it's textured, you're going to use a very thick roller. And they have rollers also that are designed for textured ceilings that have slits in them. They're like sliced so that the roller can actually get around all of the popcorn and other types of texture surfaces that you have. But you definitely have to prime this. You know, this is really a big project, and you might want to hire a pro to do this because it's a lot of work. Well, your kitchen counters are among the hardest working surfaces in your home, but with a few changes, you can make those surfaces work harder for you instead of the other way around. We've got three ways to suggest how you can improve those countertops and make them do more work for you.
Yeah, first of all, think about lowering the counter height. Now, standard countertop height is about 36 inches from the floor, so if you're designing a new kitchen, you can consider adding one at a lower level around 28 to 32 inches high. And here's two reasons. First, if you're standing, it's actually a better height for kneading or chopping vegetables, but if you also leave some space underneath for a stool, you can also sit down for tasks, which is easier as you age or when a parent is visiting or, you know, somebody just wants to pitch in but do the work while sitting. It also makes it easier for those kiddos to get in on the action. So if you're ready for a new countertop, also consider this. Get a pull-out cutting board or a mobile kitchen cart because these are really, really popular now. They're super easy to use, and they do look great in your kitchen space.
You know, I'm renovating a kitchen on a rental property, and it had a pull-out chopping board in the old cabinets, and we decided to save it. And we had to actually do some work to refinish the surface, and we laminated a cutting surface on it, and it looks fantastic, so I'm so glad that we preserved it. It's really, really a handy thing to have. Next, get rid of the clutter. You don't have to spend much, but you have to be ruthless. So stop storing seldom used appliances on your countertops and find a new home for everything. I mean, we're talking about the mixers, the toasters, the coffee pots. Find a place to put those when they're not being used. Don't leave them as a permanent member of your countertop because it makes it hard to do anything around it. And finally, nothing makes a counter easier to use than good lighting. So for ceiling fixtures, replace incandescent and compact fluorescent bulbs with LEDs. And check out the integrated LED fixtures. You can install lights right under all your cabinets, and your eyes will feel better, and your workspace will be a heck of a lot safer as well.
Russ in Wisconsin's on the line has a question about what kind of floor goes over heated concrete. What's going on? Tell us about your project.
Is new construction with a heated concrete slab. What flooring can I put on that? And thinking about just painting it for the short term.
Russ, there are definitely floors that are designed for heated concrete surfaces, whether that's sub-slab hydronic or whether it's an electric layer of heating that's on top of that. There are floor products that are designed for that. So you have to kind of check on a product-by-product basis to determine which one is going to be appropriate because some have more tolerance for heat than others. One that I know will work well is Duravana, which is a stone hybrid product sold by LL Flooring. That can take, you know, any amount of floor heat. It's an easy installation. It lays down on top of the concrete. The boards are locked together, and you're pretty much totally good to go. But beyond that, you know, whether it's engineered hardwood or whether it's a vinyl product, you've got to check that the manufacturer's specifications to determine whether or not it is rated for being radiant heat compliant. That's what you're looking for, radiant heat compliant, and that will be the answer to your question.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, if you love the look of hardwood flooring, you might not realize that this same product can be used to create a beautiful accent wall. We're going to have tips to tackle that project next on the Money Pit.
You live in a Money Pit.
Have you heard of annuities? Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying one in the next 60 days? Do you know how to best secure your financial future with an annuity? Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons. We have for you a free book on maximizing your income in retirement. It's from Silac Insurance, one of the nation's leading financial firms. That's right, it's free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Get ready to write a number down. This free book unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We have 1,000 of these ready to give away today. So please call Silac Insurance right now. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. That's 800-250-8624.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam, after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Select 500 hearing aids automatically at check.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.